Let me greet you, Mr. Secretary General, media representatives. Mr. Secretary General, it is my great honor to host you in Georgia today. I want to thank you personally for your support towards our country, your Atlantic aspirations of our country. 10 years on this position is associated with unprecedented challenges, but with your leadership, a lot of challenges have been overcome, and NATO remains to be the main guarantor of security in the world. I'm delighted that we did discuss NATO-Georgia cooperation topic and integration process. I want to use this opportunity and express my special thank you and gratitude to the Secretary General and NATO for supporting territorial integrity and sovereignty of Georgia. Also, we highly value the supporting statements of the Secretary General on the current developments in Georgia. Georgia is one of the loyal partners and allies in this segment, and we have been cooperating in a number of international assignments, contributing to global security being enhanced. And NATO was serving and is serving a very pivotal role in the development of the country's security. Europe is facing difficult and challenging environment. Rules-based environment is being fundamentally altered, and peaceful Europe as an idea is at threat, and international community needs to demonstrates spirits of commonness and wholeness towards these principles. Mr. Secretary General, let me once again thank you for your visit to Georgia, which is a very strong confirmation of your support to Georgia. And I want to wish you all the success in future. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Prime Minister Kubakic. Dear Irakli, it's great to see you again. It's great to be back in Baku, and it's great to be here, not least because that reflects how much we value the partnership between Georgia and NATO. And I also welcome the fact that you just a few weeks ago visited Brussels. Now I am here. And it demonstrates also that we have an active political dialogue as part of our partnership. Georgia is one of NATO's closest partners. We highly appreciate your substantial contributions to NATO missions and operations, and we fully support Georgia's sovereignty and territorial integrity. South Ossetia and Abkhazia are part of Georgia. NATO continues to call on Russia to reverse the recognition of Georgian territories as independent states. Russia's organization of elections in occupied parts of Georgia and Ukraine is completely illegal. And Russia's presidential election was clearly neither free nor fair. Georgia is facing complex security challenges. Russia persists its pursuit of imperial ambitions. And in Ukraine, the situation on the battlefield remains difficult. So it is vital that we continue to step up our support. NATO allies provide 99% of all military aid to Ukraine, and our partners also play a key role. I welcome that Georgia is hosting thousands of Ukrainian refugees and providing crucial humanitarian and financial aid. At the same time, we can and must do more to stop Russia's cycle of aggression. At our meeting, we also addressed security in the Black Sea, which matters for both Georgia and for NATO. Russia's war put freedom of navigation in the Black Sea at risk and threatened global food supplies. But with our support, Ukraine has pushed back, destroying or damaging a significant part of Russia's Black Sea fleet. Ukrainian success has allowed them to reopen grain shipping that is vital for their economy and for global food security. NATO's partnership with Georgia is already strong, and today we discussed how to develop it even further. In January, we agreed to a new individually tailored partnership program to deepen the partnership between Georgia and NATO. And I welcome the progress made in areas like crisis management, cybersecurity, and military engineering. Just a few days ago, a Turkish Navy frigate visited Batumi as part of NATO's training for the Georgian Coast Guard. And this is one example of how we do practical things together to help you strengthen your naval capabilities, which is important for Georgia, it's important for the Black Sea, and it's important for NATO. NATO stands by your side as you continue your path towards stronger democracy and full Euro-Atlantic integration, including the 2008 Bucharest decision that Georgia will become a member of the NATO alliance. Candidate status granted by the European Union is a major opportunity to enhance your stability and prosperity. And what you do to move towards EU membership goes hand in hand with your efforts to become a full NATO ally. It is important that Georgia continues to strengthen domestic reforms, democratic values and the rule of law, including through free and fair parliamentary elections in October this year. So, Prime Minister, thank you again for your hospitality and thank you for your personal commitment to the NATO-Georgia partnership. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your supportive statements.
Thank you. Thank you.